First patient is Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E-E, Latson, L-A-T-S-O-N, 8/21/47. Today is 2/14/2024. This is a 76-year-old gentleman who lives in a group home. He's single. He has one child who he doesn't see very much. He's a heavy smoker and continues to smoke. Mr. Latson has lost weight, at least 15 pounds. He's confused. He's not oriented to person, place, or time, period. The group home is in the need of a guardianship to be able to take care of his affairs since his condition has worsened so much. He has a history of hypertension, anxiety, Alzheimer's, dementia, which is currently his hospice diagnosis, associated with behavioral disturbances, atrial fibrillation, and amiodarone, period. His comorbidities includes hypertension, anxiety, history of pneumonia, CVA, protein-calorie malnutrition, and schizophrenia, period. His total ADL dependent. He continues to lose weight. He eats very little. He has a tendency to become very belligerent, especially in the evening, with symptoms of sundowner syndrome, period. He has a KPS score of 40% and requires around-the-clock care. His weight loss is unavoidable given his advanced dementia and end-stage Alzheimer's disease, period. He has episodes of choking and aspiration related to his end-stage dementia, which is usually the cause of death in these folks. Period. Depakote has helped his behavioral issues, but only to a certain degree. Period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for Mr. Latson. Did I say he has a KPS score of 40%? If I didn't, put that in there for me too. Thank you.